Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spending a few minutes now with Delaware head football coach Danny Rocco as his squad gets ready to wrap up the regular season, and they will visit rival Villanova on Saturday. And coach, you improved to 7-3 last week, beat Albany at Delaware Stadium 22-3, and that's probably about as high level of performance as your defense can put together. They just never let Albany up for air.
Yeah, it was very impressive what we were able to do. The second possession of the game, we had them backed up on their one, and they marched the ball down the field. They got, I think, five first downs, and they kicked a field goal. But they only got one other first down the entire game. And in the second half, our defense took the ball away four times and gave our offense some really good field positions. Our last five drives of the game all started in Albany territory. So our defense really did come to play, and Coach Kosh and our defensive coaches put together a really good plan, and our student athletes executed the plan at a very high level.
You got great production in the running game, despite Kenai Kane getting a little banged up. What's the status of that position injury-wise going into this one?
Well, it's been kind of week to week here all year long. I think that we have certainly done that by committee this year, you know. And early on, Thomas Jefferson was getting more carries than he's getting now, and Kareem Williams has kind of been a constant back there for us all year long. Kenai didn't do a lot early, but did a lot more here of late. And then Corey Sproul had an opportunity here Saturday to put together a really complete game. So we'll continue to evaluate that here as we get deeper into the week and just see, you know, what everybody's status is. But I do feel good about our options.
And you have to feel good with the way Joe Walker has really taken to this kind of all-purpose role. 85 yards rushing against Albany. It seems to be something he's really embraced.
Oh, yeah, he's having fun, you know. And, you know, in some ways, there's less pressure on him, you know, because he's not handling the ball every play, and not that he doesn't want the pressure, but and he's doing more of a variety of things, you know. So he's catching the ball for us as a receiver. He is running the ball for us on reverses and jet sweeps, and then he's taking the ball as a wildcat quarterback and handing it off, throwing it, and then running with it, you know. So you can't really just load up on any one thing. You know, if Joe's behind the center in the shotgun, I don't think the defense can just sit there and say, Joe's running the ball. I think there are way too many other things that we've done to demonstrate that we can run our base offense with Joe there and or, you know, run a wildcat style of offense where we really do feature his running ability. But he's done a great job, and these explosive plays have really helped us here the last couple weeks.
Now you take on rival Villanova up on the main line on Saturday. A win would get you to 8-3, and that would be a pretty impressive resume when it comes to the FCS playoffs. But, I mean, this game, it is a rivalry game. It's been a bit of a struggle as of late for Villanova, but you can really throw the records out with a matchup like this, right?
Yeah, I think you meant to say it's been a struggle for Delaware, not Villanova. I mean, in terms of the most recent history. And I think like with any rivalry game, you can throw the records out, and it all comes down to, you know, how the teams perform on the field on that day, you know, and what's happened up to this day isn't really all that relevant, and you really can't even focus in on what someone has to play for, because in games like this, it's the last game of the season. All your seniors have an awful lot at stake, and we certainly want to be able to represent and win this rivalry game. So I do think you can kind of throw everything else out the window and expect a really good, competitive, exciting game at Villanova here on Saturday.
And X and O wise, I know they have really struggled offensively the last couple weeks, but defensively they are still a really solid unit. What jumps out at you about that defense?
Well, I think in all phases, I mean, they have the look of a really good football team. They just haven't had the consistency. And I think earlier in the year when they were more healthy, they were more consistent, you know, so... But it's still the same systems. And then, you know, you asked about the defense. The defense is very aggressive, and they are really good tacklers, and they play really fast. And those are the things that I think are most concerning. They base out of a defense that's a little bit unorthodox in terms of their style and their alignments, and they play really fast and physical. So we're excited about the challenge and about the opportunity. We certainly recognize that we have an awful lot to play for here this week up at Villanova.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.